أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All the brothers, Alhamdulillah, we have started our khutbah, our Friday lesson, which we will learn inshallah today with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our sustainer, and he gives everything to us. And he is the provider of all the sustenance to us. And we have sent Durud Salam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and Prophet Ibrahim alaihi salam. Today inshallah we will talk from Surah Luqman, some advices of Luqman alayhi salam to his son, and we will take some lessons from them. We can talk about this topic for several hours, but we have only several moments. Inshallah, we will try to cover all of them quickly. So when last time couple of weeks ago when I gave khutbah here, I talk about another, you know, father and son, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. Today we will talk again one father and his son, where father is going to give amazing advices in the best way to his son. We will recite some verses. So the first verse is Surah Luqman. The number of Surah Luqman is 31. And the ayah is 12. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. So this is the starting of the story of or mentioning of Luqman. So from the tafsir we know Luqman alayhi salam was not a prophet. He was a wise and pious man. He was not a prophet. And he used to live in the period of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. He was a wise man, and everybody was, you know, agree, he knew some of the wisdom which Allah gave. So Allah mentioned, we gave him wisdom. So the one point which we can derive from this one first starting of this verse is ayah. Whenever Allah gave wisdom to anybody, the one who get that wisdom, he has to be grateful to Allah. He need to do thanks to Allah. And he need to use that wisdom to spread good in the society. And whoever thank Allah, actually all the thank which we, you know, send towards Allah is actually for ourselves. Allah is actually above from our thanks and all our ungratefulness or gratefulness. Allah is above all that. So Allah does not need our thanks. It's only for ourselves. If we thank Allah, will increase our blessing, inshallah. So, Luqman alayhi salam was a wise man. So, I learned from some tafsir when he was about to pass away, about to die. He was giving some advices to his son. It's very normal scenario where someone is passing away and he know he's about to die. He gives some advices. So this is very normal scenario. So when he was giving all those advices, those were so strong advices. Allah chose those words and his advices in Quran, and Allah has actually, you know, described one chapter on his name, Luqman. So we have Surah 31, Surah Luqman. And all the advices are in a very beautiful sequence, which we will see, inshallah. So the first advice. So وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِيذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. So this is the first advice. So we need to understand one word here, يَا بُنَيَّ. This is not simple word. This word has so much meaning in it. It hides so much love of a father in this word. This word, Bunayya, is used to express the love towards his son. Otherwise, the word is Ibn. Yabni. You know, we have learned Yabni Adam. So, it's actually the word Ya Bunayya, meaning, oh my beloved son. Oh my beautiful son. I love you. And then he start giving advices. So this is one lesson which we can drive from this one first word, ayah. So whenever we advise to someone, we need to add extra love in it. So first foremost, I myself need to learn this. So whenever we talk to anybody, or even our children, we need to add love so that they get to listen. And usually father, he need to add extra love, and he need to say to his sons and children, he also loves, because usually the symbol of love is mother. So father has to do extra efforts to tell his children, I love you as well, and I want to give you some advices. This is the way Luqman alayhi salam said to his son. So what is the first important advice is, La tushrik billah. Do not associate any other deities or anyone with Allah. He's only one alone Allah. So this is the first lesson, oneness of Allah, which the advice which Luqman alayhi salam gave it to his son. And at the end, inna shirka la zulmun azim. So we need to understand the love zulm. The word zulm meaning to put something which belongs to some one place to other place. So let's say this is speaker, it has to be here. But if we put in other room, we cannot hear. So that's actually, in reality, the verbal meaning of that is we did zoom. So what is the meaning in the shirka la zulmun azim? So it meaning Allah has one, you know, maqam, highest level. We cannot, Allah is the creator, that's his actually attribute. And everything is the creation. So we cannot change, we cannot add any creation in the attribute of creator. So that's actually shirk. So that's why zulmun azim, the biggest, the greatest zulm. So that's actually the first thing. And then right after that, I'm not covering that, but after two ayat after this word, this ayah is about parents. So whenever Allah talk about oneness of Allah and tawheed, so many places in Quran next to it Allah talk about parents. So that's amazing reality of Quran. So the you know, the merits and the, you know, the rutba of parents is so high. Allah always talk about after himself. So I'm not, because those word Allah added by himself. Those were not advice of Luqman alayhi salam. But since those were so important, you know, a father you can see that, like, a father cannot advise, okay, respect me as well. So Allah add those words for the same advice, so for everybody, for his son as well, towards Luqman alayhi salam as well, and generally for all of us. So that's actually the another part. So the next we will move on and see. So the ayat number 16. Yeah. So once he start giving so many other advices, he realized he need to set his son's mind with the, you know, the power of Allah. So he need to make it very clear in the mind of his son. Allah sees you. So whatever action you perform, Allah is watching. So that's actually the ayah. Ya bunayya innaha in taku mithqala habbatin min khardalin fatakum min fi sakhratin aw fi samawati aw fil ardi yati biha Allah. Inna Allah latifun khabir. It's beautiful example, which because he was a wise man, he grabbed beautiful example to explain the power of Allah's knowledge and Allah's, you know, power himself. Like, he sees you everywhere because he is about to give more advice about good deeds. So he want to make it clear. So whatever you do, you are actually, you know, covered by CCTV camera, like by Allah. Allah's cameras is watching you. So that's actually the meaning. So what is the translation? I will just read the translation. Oh my son, it be anything equal to the weight of a grain of mustard seed, which is in Urdu, rai ka dana. And though it be in a rock, and that small particle is inside the rock, and or in the heavens or in the earth. And that rock, either it is in heaven or in the earth, Allah will bring out that small grain out of it. So Allah has so powerful. And inna Allah latifun khabir. And Allah is so precise. So because Allah watches each and every small deed which we perform. So that's actually the base he made before he gave more advice. So we will see more advice. So what is the another ayat number 17? Ya bunayya. So he again, oh my beloved son. So five times this word used. Ya bunayya, ya bunayya, ya bunayya. Always, oh my son, keep listening. Aqim as-salah, first. Aqim as-salah. Establish the salah. So it's very important in our lives. So what is the meaning of aqim? Aqim, aqim means to establish. It means the position of salah in our life is like a pillar in a building. Look at this. Everything in this room can move, but we cannot move the pillar. So in our daily life, everything can move, but salah, the time of salah cannot move. It is like a pillar. So that's actually the meaning of aqim as-salah. We need to understand this reality. Aqim as-salah means establish salah. You are at school, you are at work, you are at job, anywhere, doctor's appointment, you need to perform salah. You are at picnic, barbecue, we need to perform salah. Because we cannot, it cannot change, it's a pillar. And when you look at it, it's so beautiful sequence. And when you perform salah, you are, the salah gives you good deeds, like it brings good in you and remove evil from you. So you need to spread good as well. So what is the next advice? Wa'mur bil ma'ruf wa nahy 'anil munkar. So beautiful. Once you establish salah, you are good, and you need to spread good, because salah keeps you away from evil and encourages you to spread good. So that's actually second advice. So what Luqman alayhi salam is saying, spread good and forbid people from evil. And when you do that, so look at this. When you are going and asking someone, don't do this, and you are trying to spread good and asking, this is not a good deed. Nobody likes that. And he will say something to you. So what? And when it happens, what you need to do? Wasbir ala ma asabak. So because of that, dawah, work, whatever you do, you will be in trouble. You will need to have patience. You need to show patience at that moment. So this is beautiful sequence. And inna dhalika min azmil umur. And definitely these deeds, these tasks are very important tasks. And these are very, you know, though they require encouragement from you. So that's actually the thing. And then, you know, when it happens, so the next word, ayah is 18, ayah 18. وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّقَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Beautiful, beautiful. So what is, you know, when he gave advice about salah and spreading good and have patience, now he is actually doing character building. What is character building? You know, when you do, when you perform good deeds, you have some arrogance. So we need to avoid that arrogance. So what he is saying, وَلَا تُسَائِرْ خَدَّقَ لِلنَّاسِ. Do not turn your faces from people with pride. Don't think if you are giving advice and they are not listening, okay, who cares? So that's actually the this verse. وَلَا تُسَائِرْ خَدَّقَ لِلنَّاسِ. It's very important ayah. What, and then وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَى. And when they say something to you and you say, okay, I'm not talking to you, and you are going with pride. So this is actually all in sequence. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَى. So when it happens, when you are giving some advice to others and they say something which you don't like and they don't want to follow your advice, you become arrogant and you are walking with pride on the ground. So Luqman alayhi salam is saying, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَ. And then what is this? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah does not like those who are boost and those who have pride. مُخْتَال comes from خَيْل. خَيْل means horse. The word is coming from horse. You know the way horse walk? You can see the pride in horse. So the word is mukhtal, coming from the same root. So meaning, Allah does not like that. So this is beautiful. And we will end on the last advice which Luqman alayhi salam said. Waqsid fi mashik. Waqsid min sautik. Waqsid fi mashik meaning, when you walk, don't walk with pride, walk with humbleness. So that's actually the waqsid fi mashik. Walk with humbleness. Waqzuz min sautik. And whenever, you know, there is a confrontation, what happens when someone doesn't listen to you? You shout. You raise your voice. You add emphasis by raising your voice to justify your opinion. So waqzuz min sautik means do not raise your voice. So this is exactly what the advice. Why in the Ankara al-aswati ila sautul hamir? Because the worst, the harshest sound is the sound of donkey, you know, braying of donkey. So don't become like donkey when you have confrontation or any talk. So this is actually simple word. So lower your voice and speak gently. So these are the advices which Luqman alayhi salam gave it to his son. We have summarized, and I will just go one by one. Oneness of Allah, and then he said power of Allah and his knowledge, and then establish salah and enjoin with people with good and forbid people from evil. Bear with patience. Show patience when you are in trouble, because life is not easy. You will have trouble. You will have always trouble. So we need to show patience. And don't turn your faces away from people with pride when you are talking to them. And walk on the earth with humbleness. No insolence, no pride. And don't raise your voice when you have some confrontation. And normally when you talk to people, lower your voice. So whatever I said, first foremost, I need all these advices for myself, for my son, for my family. May Allah make it easy for me first, and then definitely what I said, may Allah make it easy for all of you as well to follow upon these beautiful advices. Everything is actually written here. If anybody is interested, he can get it. So definitely when I perform all these khutbah, I do some research. So definitely the source of this is available. I listened to Noman Ali Khan, Mufti Mank, and I did some other, Dr. Isra Ahmed. So everything is available. It's not, I am not writing it. I am collecting and gathering this for this 20 minutes of speech. So may Allah accept all the efforts from us. So may Allah make it easy to learn from Quran and Sunnah and apply in our lives. And definitely, upbringing of our generation in this country is very important. So this beautiful advices from Luqman alayhi salam is amazing for in this current situation, current, you know, society. We all have to learn that. So may Allah make it easy. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.